Okay, we're on a new chapter. So let's get started on that. Reading from the Chaitanya Bhagavat Madhya Lila, chapter 22, delivering Sachi Devi from offenses and description of Nityananda's qualities. Om Jnana Timarandasya Kananjana Shalakaya Taksur Unmulitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Gaura Chandra Kripara Sagara Jaya Sachi Jagannath Nandana Sundara. All glories to Gaurachandra, the ocean of mercy. All glories to the beautiful son of Sachi and Jagannath. Om Vijnana Timarandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Taksur Unmulitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Shayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Panchakalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivas Adi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, greetings from New Jersey. This is probably one of the longest times I stayed in one place in many, many, many years. And I got spaced out. I actually didn't even know it was Sunday until Kadamba told me this morning. So just like that, I've lost a day. And we're beginning a new pastime, Leela. We already have some experience of Leela, where born out of the desire of love of Godhead, one moves in the world. And with that complete consciousness that Krishna should be pleased, it's what bhakti means is the complete situation where one transcends selfishness. And if you want to transcend selfishness, it can't just be at the platform of the mind or intelligence. It has to be at the platform of identity. This is how we advance in bhakti. We have this identity. And that informs everything else, including our intelligence and mind. And what is that identity? I'm servant of Guru and Krishna. So we've been kind of getting a sense of what that is like, including some very important instructions. Now, usually I go a little bit back, but I'm beginning this story. I won't go too far back, but we saw a nice pastime of the deliverance of Devananda Pandit who had all good qualities. The mode of goodness is such a beautiful thing. When you see a person who is not moving impulsively, but is moving thoughtfully. Prabhupada called the mode of goodness the pensive platform. It's the platform where you actually have time between what happens to you and how you react to it. And therefore, you're less likely to do passionate and foolish things. How many times are we sorry that we reacted without thinking? Well, that doesn't happen to a person in the mode of goodness. There's specifically a distance between what happens to one and how one responds. And therefore, one could think carefully of what is right, not just what one wants. So such people are very, very beautiful. And this Devananda Pandit was a very exalted Brahman, Parama, a supremely peaceful. Again, in these days of polarity, I particularly like the quality of neutrality. Neutrality or objectivity. The platform where there can be honest discussion and opposing views can be heard. And then one can make informed decisions. But Devananda Pandit, he was devoid of devotion. And his disciples insulted Srivas Thakur, who was a Mahabhagava. And he just, I can imagine Navadvip right now, you know, one big ashram, the door is open and you see a katha, a Krishna katha going on, and you sit down and some learned speaker is there. And when he hears about Krishna, it's an udipit. There's not much distance between what one hears and one reacts because the feelings of prema are so powerful that there's something called sattvika bhav, that you come in contact with Krishna and the impression is so powerful that your responses are involuntary. But they're not involuntary responses from the false ego. They're involuntary responses from the real ego, from your devotion and service to Krishna. And therefore one cries and one laughs and one, in fact, I think many of you know that this is one of my favorite parts in the CC, where it's describing how Ishwarpuri instructed Lord Chaitanya. When Lord Chaitanya came to him, concerned that he couldn't control his emotions. Of course, Ishwarpuri said that this is actually the goal in relationship to the holy name. And then he said, I'm going to tell you a verse that's the essence of the whole Bhagavatam. Evam vrita svapriya nama krita jitanu raga in evam vrita, in this way, previous verse, without inhibition, without attachment, making a firm commitment. Evam vrita svapriya nama kritya, chanting the names of one's beloved Lord. That's the highest form of chanting, when you not only chant God's names, but you chant God's names with some bandha or relationship, because you have a relationship, a particular relationship with the person whose name you're chanting. Jitanu raga, and that from that comes raga. From that comes deep emotion, and one laughs and one cries and one's not cognizant. So Srivas Thakur was on that platform, and when he just heard the beautiful Bhagavatam, just like Sukadeva Goswami, when he left home and he heard the verses of descriptions of Krishna Katha, Tavakatam Vatam Tapta Jivanam Kaviva Idrisam Kalmashapanam. When they hear this, he became so, and they threw him out. So these two things, devoid of devotion and distancing oneself from devotion. You can be devoid of devotion because you've never met it, and then you can distance yourself from a devotion by aparad, literally apa, to go far, radha, from mood of devotion. So that's sadhu ninda. It's such a serious offense. It ruins everything. In the Nectar of Devotion, Prabhupada describes it as the mad elephant offense, because bhakti is so sensitive. It's like a creeper, a vine, and you're growing it, you're watering it, you're weeding it, and you put a fence around it. But nothing you can do will protect that from the trampling of a mad elephant. And that's sadhu ninda. I was in a few places where I heard very serious sadhu ninda. I did walk out, saving my spiritual life. But I can literally hear the ground shake. I remember hearing a saying, and I think we can all identify with it, is that bhakti is very simple. What's difficult is avoiding offenses. Sadhu ninda, to criticize Vaishnavas. That's why the internet innocently is so dangerous. Because the acharyas say that when you have idle talk, prajalpa, it will ultimately lead to Vaishnava aparad. Because that's so much in our consciousness here in the material world. Icha dvesha samutena dvandva mohena bharata. We enter into this world filled with the desires, overcome by the dualities of desire and hate. The false ego is grabbing, wanting superiority. And naturally, one of the ways it does it is by hate, by envy, by putting others down. That's why there's a joy in it. It's the material consciousness. So if one enters into assemblies with idle talk, it will ultimately go there, and it's proven that it is already proven that it does so. And then the ability to amplify the offenses. And then there can be no bhakti. Do this one thing. Avoid the criticism of Vaishnavas. And then bhakti comes to the heart easily. Paramadye, sarvashreshte, nama sankirtan, nira aparade poya paya premadan. There is 9 processes of devotional service, and of all those processes, chanting the holy name is the best. And if it is done, nira aparade poya paya paya, without offense, then one could get prema. So it is no coincidence that in Lord Chaitanya's life, in his Acharya Leela, his example as a teacher to show us how to get bhakti, he's God showing us how to become a devotee and how to be the Acharya. One of the things he takes most seriously is offenses. His mercy flows. Lord Chaitanya's mercy flows. And then the devotees are always surprised that it stops at a particular place. And it breaks their hearts because they love all the other devotees. But Lord Chaitanya is setting the example that offenses, criticism of a devotee, distances us from worship. So right after that story of Devananda Pandit, it's no surprise that there will be a story where Lord Chaitanya, it's painful to say this, withdraws his mercy even from his mother because she offends his devotee. And of course, it's told sometimes that why these examples are there with such great devotees, etc. And there's in the Indian culture, when a girl gets married, she goes to her husband's house and she's under her mother-in-law. And then the mother-in-law is the general and is training, wants to train the girl how to be and live in that house in that particular family, but she doesn't have the relationship yet to chastise her. So she will get very heavy with her own daughters because she has a relationship with the daughters that endured the test of time. And she will teach the daughter-in-law through the daughters. So it's the same thing. It's the same thing with the devotees. It's the same thing with the devotees. Sometimes it appears that Krishna is so heavy with his own devotees, or his devotees go through so much suffering, but he's teaching others through his devotees who have that ultimate faith and therefore can see everything as Krishna's mercy. But it's an interesting story. We'll get to it. Not going to get to today, but what happens is Mother Sachi had two sons. One was Vishwaroop and one was Vishvambar, Lord Chaitanya. So his older brother, Advaita, was really the only bhakta in Navadvipa at that time. It was mostly Shaktis, materialists, and impersonalists. And Vishwaroop was very, very pious, and he began to hear from Advaita. And he awakened a very strong sense of devotion and left home and took sannyas. This is not artificial. It's something that shouldn't be encouraged. It's something that should be tested. But at the same time, there are people that from a previous life are so elevated that their devotion becomes so deep so quickly that they become beyond the regulative principles, meaning that they don't have any duties that are prescribed. We have prescribed duties in ashrams, in occupations. We have prescribed duties. What does it mean? Because of our condition, these are the activities we do. I have material attachment. I have sex desire. I'm in the grihastha ashram. And because of those desires, these are your duties to become purified. But one who has no duties, one has no material desires, then he's beyond those prescribed duties. And it's very, very rare. And even Lord Chaitanya, Raghunath Das Goswami was qualified when he wanted to leave home. Lord Chaitanya said, go home. act as an ordinary pounds, shillings, and pence person. Live in the world. Sannyasa is not for losers. So people have legitimate renunciation. But somehow I had that. I had one elderly friend in India, and he just became so enthused with bhakti by a disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who was visiting his village, that he just left in the middle of the night. It's scandalous. It's wrong. We can't neglect our duties. We can't neglect our responsibilities. But he was at that level. So Vishwaroop left. Mother was heartbroken. Heartbroken. We can't imagine the pain. I had another elderly friend in India. His son, at the age of 20, his only son left home in a family dispute because his father was the older brother, and to keep peace with the rascal younger brother who got into a conflict with his son, he had to side with the younger brother, and his son left home. And after 1 year, his wife died of a heartbreak, and then he left home. So we can't imagine that kind of pain for a mother. And now Lord Chaitanya is going and taking instructions on the Gita from Advaita Acharya. Sarva Dharmam, Parityaja, Mame Kam, Sharanam. Yeah, you know, surrender everything to me. Do not, Ma Suchaha, don't worry, don't worry. I will save you from all sinful activities. Sarva Dharmam, Paritya, give up all the. And then somehow there was some confusion, and Mother Sachi naturally became upset and said, you are not Advaita, which means non-dual. You are Dvaita, which means dual or hypocritical or something like that. So Lord Shri, of course, I don't want anybody to not know the other. Of course, it works out happily ever after, but this is the thing. Lord Chaitanya is setting the example. How careful we must be with devotees, and how we have to have this culture. Because if we don't have this culture, people will not advance. They'll not advance. They'll go down in their devotion. So we'll read on. Jaya Jaya Sachi Suta Sri Krishna Chaitanya Krishna Nam Diya Prabhu Jagat Koila Danya. All glories to the Son of Sachi, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who made the entire world glorious by bestowing the names of Krishna. We have to make the world glorious. And we have to do it by not just the names of Krishna, but by the pure names of Krishna. Holy name without offense. Because the name is a person. So when one chants the name reveals himself according to the consciousness of the person chanting. I make this point many times. A person can only be known if they reveal themselves. So the name of Krishna, it becomes increasingly known as the name reveals himself. And he reveals himself to one who loves him. So one who has that mode of chanting, who's chanting just for Krishna's pleasure and avoids the 10 offenses, that name is the full manifestation of Krishna. And when that name is heard, it has unlimited power to change people's hearts. The Krishna conscious movement was started by Srila Prabhupada chanting the pure name. Remember, 1976, it was a Kumbh Mela. And all the senior devotees were going to see Prabhupada was in the Kumbh Mela, and then they came back. And then we were greeting them. So one of Prabhupada's senior devotees, Kirtanananda Swami, came, and you know, he had this plan for New Vrindavan, and we said, well, what's your plan? How are you going to do it? And he said, well, just like Prabhupada, he sat down in Tompkins Square Park and chanted the holy name of Krishna, and the whole Krishna consciousness movement began. Similarly, we'll sit down in the hills of West Virginia. It's a good plan. That name. Whole world glorious by the names of Krishna. In this way, Lord Vishvambar enjoyed his pastimes in Navadvip with Nityananda and Gadadhar. This is in every chapter. He enjoyed his pastimes, his lila, his actions based on a heart filled with devotion. After chastising Devananda Pandit, Lord Chaitanya returned to his home. Devananda Pandit also returned to his house. He felt distress because of bad association. What was his bad association? It was his students who offended Srivas Thakur. We go to the guru, not for our ego. Prabhupada said the guru is not like a pet. We go to the guru to serve. Not as our identity, I have the best guru. Sometimes a very exalted guru, but sometimes disciples come and they want to associate with the exalted guru, not to serve the guru, but to say, as part of the ego, because my guru is great, then I am great. This is one of the greatest tricks of Maya in spiritual life. And I call it as considering allegiance more important than substance. Because I belong to the greatest thing, I am the greatest. I am Prabhupada's disciple, therefore I am the greatest. I belong to ISKCON, therefore I am the greatest. No, more important than that is substance. I just had this discussion with a god brother, Yogeshwar. He sent me very kindly a book he wrote. He's kind of a historian on the Holocaust and about this American person who was one of the lawyers in the trials of Dachau. And then he sent me another book he did. I heard you heard of Schindler's List. So this was My Survival, A Girl on Schindler's List. And you see these people with character. So most important is our substance. And if we're connected to the best guru and we're connected to the best organization, it gives us the opportunity to develop the deepest substance. But that won't be done by allegiance alone. One actually has to take a veil of that mercy and opportunity. So Devananda Pandit, he collected disciples, but they weren't in the right consciousness. a sadhu like Devananda was unable to stand face to face with Lord Chaitanya. Vishrambar can be obtained only by the mercy of the Vaishnavas. Without devotional service, one's chanting and austerities are meaningless. Dharma sunushtita pumsa viviksena katasya vipadiye yati ritim shrama eva hi kevalam. Dharma sunushtita. Sunushtita means perfectly performed. Dharma sunishtita pumsa viviksena katasya vipadiye yati. But if it doesn't lead to devotion, shrama, it's useless. Wow, this is it's just such a simple sentence, but how important it is. You want to obtain Lord Chaitanya? It is only by the mercy of the Vaishnavas, the devotees. We can keep that in our consciousness, only by the mercy of the Vaishnavas. Our other qualities, we can sometimes mistake them for devotion, our intelligence for devotion, our austerities for devotion. But it's not. It's the mood of service, the availability for Krishna's will. So Devananda Pandit is an example of someone who had all these qualities but didn't have the mercy of the Vaishnavas. If one commits an offense against a Vaishnava, even after attaining the mercy of Krishna, his attainment of love of Godhead is checked. I'm going to read Bhakti Siddhanta's commentary here. By the influence of Nam Aparad, the offender of Vaishnava is unable to worship Krishna. Even though others perceive that such people are receiving the Lord's mercy by making a show of chanting the holy names, the Supreme Lord is never pleased with those who are averse to the Vaishnavas. That is why, of the 10 offenses to be avoided to the holy name, the blasphemy of devotees is to be given up first. That's why the most important verse that Lord Chaitanya spoke, Trinada Pi Sanichena Torora Pi Sahishnana Amanina Madanena Kirtaniya Sadahari. Once you chant the holy name in a humble state of mind. Why? Because as the eyelids protect the eyes from dust, the holy name, humility, protects the soul from offenses. That's why it's so important. These are not my words. This is the statement of the Vedas. The son of Sachi personally declared this. Mother Sachi, in whose womb Gaurachandra appeared, had once committed an offense to a Vaishnava. The Lord bestowed ecstatic love to his mother Sachi only after ensuring that she was relieved of that offense. Listen carefully to this wonderful topic. For by hearing this narration, one will be freed from offenses to the Vaishnavas. Now, Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Lord, coming to become his own devotee so he could relish the highest love, which is love for God. Love of God is in the heart of his devotee, so he wants to become his own devotee. But it's still God, and sometimes to give mercy to his devotees, he manifests his divinity. And he generally does it at the house of Srinivas. And all of a sudden he says, I am he. And he sits on the throne. So, Ekadina Mahaprabhu Gauranga Sundara Utiya Vasila Vishnu Katatara Upara. One day, Gauranga climbed on the throne of Lord Vishnu. Gauranga took all his forms as Shalagram Shilas on his lap and joyfully revealed himself. So we know what the Shalagram Shila is. It's the, in one river in Nepal, you can get these stones and somehow the mites or whatever it is, they carve out and they're somehow mystically forms of the different avatars. And they become receptacles for the Supreme Lord to appear. So every Brahmin would worship a Shalagram Shila. So naturally in Srivas Thakur's house, there was these Shalagram Shilas, and they represented the different incarnations. And Lord Chaitanya all of a sudden puts them on his own lap. And he says, in Kali Yuga, I am Krishna and I am Narayan. In the form of Ram, I built a bridge over the ocean. I was sleeping on the ocean of milk, but my sleep was broken by the loud cries of Advaita. So Advaita, we know the story. Advaita was the generation before Lord Chaitanya. And he just saw so much opposition to bhakti. It's amazing what Prabhupada did to present bhakti. And the reason is envy is so pronounced that the propagation that God is a person better than you is bound to meet opposition in the world. The reason why there are impersonal descriptions of God, because it helps people with envy transcend the material conception. So everyone was shocked, is materialist or impersonalist. And Advaita just saw that it was absolutely impossible. It's almost like when Prabhupada came to America and he's standing on the shore, the eastern shore of America, and looking out at material civilization and just said, how is it going to be possible? Lord, how is it going to be possible to give these people Krishna consciousness? And then Prabhupada, with his deep faith in the message of Krishna, just started quoting from the Bhagavatam the verses that show how by chanting and hearing about Krishna, people can become purified. Shrinvata Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hidyanta Stoya Bhadrani Vidinoti Saritsatam Nasta Prayeshu Apadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Tada Rajastamo Bhava Kamalabhastyakche. He just had that faith. Wait, what am I going to do? So he went to the Ganga, and with the water of the Ganga and Tulsi, he prayed for Lord Chaitanya to come. And God hears the hearts of his devotees that are sincere, that have bhakti. Bhakti means sincerity, because sincerity means what you say, you mean. I want to serve you. There's no other voice. And for me, this, that's called love. And when Krishna hears that bhakti voice, that sincerity and bhakti are the same thing. When he hears that bhakti voice, that sincerity voice within the heart, he responds, because Krishna is a person. And the emblem of personality is to be controlled by love. The characteristic of impersonality is not to reciprocate in love. We say you're impersonal. Person means reciprocation. This is the whole process of bhakti. It's all the quality of the voice in our heart to call out to Krishna that we really want to be his servant. I descended to distribute ecstatic love, O God, O Nadha, that's Advaita, O Srinivas, ask for benedictions on seeing the Lord's divine manifestation. Nityananda immediately held an umbrella over the Lord's head. From the left of the Lord, Gadadhar offered betel nuts. Devotees on all sides fanned the Lord with chamaras. As Lord Chaitanya distributed pure devotional service, the devotees asked for benedictions according to their desires. Someone said, my father is sinful-minded. I will be relieved if his heart changes. According to their respective attachments, someone requested a benediction for his guru, someone for his student, someone for his son, someone for his wife. Lord Vishvambar makes the world of his devotees come true. He smiled as he awarded the benediction of loving devotional service to everyone. Srinivas Mahavsai said, O Lord, we all want you to give love of Godhead, ecstatic love of Godhead to Mother Sachi. The Lord replied, do not say that, Srivas. I will not give her the enjoyment of ecstatic love of Godhead. She has committed an offense against a Vaishnava. So there is an impediment to her attainment of ecstatic love of Godhead. These points are stressed. We have to understand them for bhakti. We have to understand them for bhakti. We have to avoid criticism of devotees. One senior devotee told me, in the beginning of the movement, we were all pure devotees until we got a taste for position. So difficult. Wow, Krishna is just looking at our hearts and he wants to give himself. That's why it's important to read the Shastra and know this. If you hear these stories, why is it saying the qualification for the highest qualification to practice Vaidhi Bhakti, the practice of devotional service, called Uttama Adhikari, has faith and knowledge. He has conviction, but also he knows the Shastra and guides his life by the Shastra, including Vaishnavata, Vaishnavism. What is a Vaishnava and how to deal with a Vaishnava? The eloquent Srivas again spoke, O Lord, these words will make us leave our bodies. Because loving Lord Chaitanya means loving his devotees. Just like the definition of pure devotional service given by Rupa Goswami is Anyabhilashita Shunyam Jnana Karma Dhyanavrikam Anukulyena Krishnanu Shilanam Bhakta Uttama. We intend to please Krishna in our activities by following his desire. And who is Krishna? It's the Supreme Lord and his differentiated parts and parcels. We also worship the devotees. And therefore we love the devotees. And therefore these devotees are so painful. How much they love Mother Sachi. How can she who has given birth to a son like you not be eligible to achieve ecstatic love of Godhead? Mother Sachi is the life of everyone and the mother of the universe. O Lord, give up your illusion and bestow devotional service on her. O Lord, you are her son, so she is the mother of everyone. Can the son consider the offense of the mother? Even if she has committed an offense against a Vaishnava, be merciful and destroy it. The Lord replied, I can give instructions, but I am unable to destroy any offense against a Vaishnava. If one offends a Vaishnava, the offense is excused only by that Vaishnava, no one else. You know how Durvasa's offense against Ambarish was nullified. And that's a whole story. She has offended Advaita, so she can attain ecstatic love only when Advaita forgives her. So if you commit offense against a Vaishnava, you have to get forgiveness from that Vaishnava. And it says, if the Vaishnava won't give that, if the Vaishnava won't give that forgiveness, one should incessantly chant, praying that Krishna will change that person's heart and forgive one. So it's an extraordinary circumstance. It's his mother, but Lord Chaitanya is Acharya Leela. He's interested in us. He's interested in our devotion. And he knows that this is the greatest obstacle. Thereafter, all the devotees went to Advaita. If she takes the dust from Advaita's feet on her head, then by my order, she will attain ecstatic love of Godhead. So this is a big problem because, I mean, Advaita considers Mother Sachi like, you know, his superior. A superior. So, to give it, it's like someone said to us, you know, the only way that you'll be found is if, I can't even say it, it's so ludicrous. That Prabhupada takes the dust of our feet. Oh, woo. Perhaps we'd rather die. So this is the dilemma. And thereafter all the devotees went to Advaita and explained everything in detail. On hearing their words, Advaita remembered Lord Vishnu and said, do you want to kill me by this? Okay, because I do have another program, a class, and today I'm going to give the class not in my own place, but in some other place, which is about 30 minutes away. So I can't go over too much. But if anyone would like to share a reflection of something in the class that they like, they may do that.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Someone.
Okay, go ahead. You're here. Go ahead. Yes.
Okay. Hare Krishna Maharaj. Thank you very much. So many wonderful points. I liked when you at the beginning spoke that bhakti is basically the transcendence of our selfishness and the And that change has to be on the platform of identity, that I am a servant of Krishna, Guru, and Vaishnava. I also loved when you pointed that about the awareness with people of mood of goodness, between that awareness, that space between action and reaction.
Right, Prabhupada called it the pensive platform in the introduction to the Gita. Thank you.
So I really like that. I have one more point which was very important as well, that I really liked when you said that humility protects the soul from the offenses.
Yeah.
Which is really nice, and the importance of avoiding the criticism of Vaishnavas. I am very grateful for reminding me about that, because it's such an important point. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Rajeshri.
Thank you, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Someone else like to?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Brahmacharya, great. Yeah.
Hi. Sorry, I don't have video today.
That's okay.
Anyway, I'm a sight to make eyes sore. Point on offenses is so important. You know, Prabhupada's own instruction to me was the really way to advance it is just by good association. And the penalty for offenses is you lose good association. And what could be more painful to any devotee? So I really liked what you said.
That's a good point. Yeah, go ahead. What else?
Yeah, and the internet is basically Gramya Gita on steroids.
It's destroying the Vaishnav community.
Oh, it's so horrible.
I mean, we're using it for good purposes too, but yeah, we have to make sure it's used for good purposes.
Exactly. Okay, that's all. Thank you very much. I hope you're feeling better.
Yeah, it looks like a little something improvement. Okay. Anybody else?
Gramaraj, it's Kadamba.
Yeah.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah, go ahead.
When you were saying about how they say that you have to get the offense that you make forgiven by the person that you, the devotee that you offended, like what happens if you make an offense and you're not aware of it? Or, you know, even like I was thinking even like to the deity, say you make an offense to the deity, but you don't know that you make that offense. So how do you get that forgiveness?
Well, if we're sincere, Krishna will make us aware of it. And generally, okay. if we're not aware of it, it's probably not that serious. The person just said it. But generally, people will respond. Actually, one time Rupa Goswami, he was meditating and he began to laugh because it was a funny pastime. And a crippled sadhu walked by and thought that Rupa Goswami was laughing at him and became offended.
Mm.
So what happened was his bhajan, his vision stopped, and then he went to Sanatan Goswami, his guru and older brother, and said, I don't know why my bhajan stopped. He said, you must have offended someone. He said, I don't know why I offended. He said, this is what you do. Hold a big feast, invite all the Vaishnavas, and the person who doesn't come is the one you offended. Okay. Anybody else?
Thank you.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. I just wanted to share that I really appreciated the point you made about impersonalism versus personalism has to do with reciprocity and how, Krishna as a person and seeing as in the personal form is reciprocates with us. So thank you.
Thanks, Tiffany. Great. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Great. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Hemalata Radha.
Hare Bao.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. I wanted to ask you something, Maharaj, because I missed something, I believe. But you said the mood of goodness takes us to a platform of like reflection, or what was the word you used that quoting
Prabhupada? Prabhupada said the pensive platform. In other words, when you're in the mode of goodness, and something happens to you, if you're in the mode of passion or ignorance, you respond immediately according to your feelings. But when you're in goodness, you have time to reflect before you respond. There's a distance between what happens to you and how you respond. Is that clear?
Yes. Thanks so much, Maharaj.
Thanks, Nimalata. Great. Anybody else? Okay. Anybody else want to say hello?
Hi, Krishna Maharaj.
Hi, Krishna Maharaj.
Great to hear both of you.
Thank you for the class.
We've been together on this for over 10 years. You're like the originals, along with your friend Henry and a few others. Gail, right? That's great. Okay. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hey, okay. Bhakti Devi. I see you're upstate, huh?
Yes, thank goodness. I made it back to the city during the week and then came back up.
So. Okay. It seems you're happier there.
Yes, I am.
Great. Okay. Nice to see you. All right. Let's touch base this week.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Give me a time. We'll coordinate some time to talk. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anybody else?
Hi, Krishna Maharaj. Surya Radhikam, my mom.
Hi, Krishna Maharaj.
Who's this?
Surya Radhika.
I don't see you at all. Okay, there you are. Okay. Oh, great. I'm so happy that you're able to come to my classes. You know, this really enhances the relationship when you get to hear from your teacher and like that. Thank you. Good.
Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else like to say hello?
Krishna, Guru Maharaj.
Wow. Great.
Thank you for the great class. Thank you. I got so many answers from offenses. Thank you to Kadamba. I had the same question. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Great. Thank Anybody you. Else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Wow.
Yeah. And Eugenio.
I see that my separation from Colombia, from Cali, is deepening day by day.
Oh my God. Ours too.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Sri Gandharva.
Hi, Hare Krishna. Thank you. Good.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Jai Kishori, Hare Bo.
Hare Bo.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Tota Gopinath here.
Okay, we'll see you soon.
Hare Bo.
Okay, anybody else?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, Lal Govinda.
Hare Bo. Probably. You're coming tomorrow to get rid of these hippie seeds on my face?
Yes, absolutely.
Prabhupada called them hippie seeds. So you got to get rid of my hippie seeds.
We'll take good care of you.
I think I'm ready for it. Okay.
All right, Paul.
Okay, anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Sri Rupa.
All right, Bo. Sri Rupa, great. A few more people. Okay, I'm going to head out now. I also clicked on the participants, so I see all my good friends and students that are attending, and I thank you all so much. Aibo, Panchakopach.